Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare podcast.
What's up, Everything Medicare Podcast Nation? This is Christian Brindle, and wherever you are and however you might be listening to me today, thank you so much for taking the time. And folks, we are entering into the Medicare annual election period. AEP is what they call it for short, and it's the time period where Medicare plans go through some changing. You ever hear that song, you know, I'm going through changes? That's what Medicare plans be doing in the fall, okay? There's some great information that I'm going to be sharing with you today, some Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Center updates, and just some overall fantastic news and information kind of going into 2023, and kind of some things you should know about when you're making your plan selections during the annual election period. Now, if this is your first time going through an annual election period, maybe you've been on Medicare for the past 4 months, maybe you've been on since the beginning of the year, maybe you got on at the end of last year, but you've never quite gone through a Medicare annual election period before. This is what you need to know. The Medicare annual election period is a time when you are able to change your Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan. No health questions or anything like that, but any changes you make don't take effect until the 1st of January. The Medicare Advantage plans themselves change their benefits a little bit here and there. You have new plans that come available into different markets. You have plans that are established that are going through changes. Sometimes they get a little better, sometimes they get a little worse. They change their network, they change their drug coverage, they change their health insurance benefits, they change their ancillary benefits like dental, vision, and hearing. Medicare Part D prescription drug plans go through a bit of changes as well in terms of premiums and also which prescriptions they're covering and how they're covering them, et cetera, et cetera. Medicare supplements don't really go through any changes during open enrollment. There's really no impact the annual election period has on Medicare supplements, but it is the time period when you can come off of a Medicare Advantage plan and go on to Original Medicare and pick up a plan like that, but you typically have to go through health questions unless you meet some certain parameters that allow you to waive those health questions. But that's what we're looking at. Primarily, Medicare Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans is the focus of the annual election period. This is episode 273 of the Everything Medicare podcast, and for about 3 to 4 years now, this show has been bringing you the true and factual information about Medicare, but making it entertaining at the same time. So I'm going to start off with the news of the hour, and that is the Medicare Part A and B premiums and deductibles, as well as the Medicare Part D income-related monthly adjustments, or IRMA for short, numbers being announced. So on September 27th of 2022, so at the time of recording this, maybe just a couple of days prior, but maybe a week before you actually end up hearing this episode, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released the 2023 premiums, deductibles, coinsurance amounts with Medicare Part A and B programs, and the 2023 Medicare Part D income-related monthly adjustments. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, Medicare Part A has a premium if you don't have the proper working credits over the course of your life. Now, for most people, they do, because it's based off of you. It's also based on your spouse. So it's actually pretty easy to be able to qualify for it. Really, all you need is about 10 years worth, 40 quarters worth. Not even all consecutively necessarily, but just all in one time period when you factor everything together. That's what it needs to equal out to be. So most people don't pay a premium for Part A, but for people that do, a very finite, small percentage of the Medicare population, there's a premium for Part A, but most people don't pay it because they have the working credits. That's what you pay for throughout your working life. That's what you pay for FICA taxes, out of Social Security and Medicare, throughout your entire working life. Now, Medicare Part B has a premium that changes a little bit each year. And typically, it's going to go up every year, but this year is a pleasant surprise, it appears. But currently, in 2022, the Medicare Part B premium was $170.10 a month. Now, this was a shock because last year, in 2021, the Medicare Part B premium was $148.50 a month. So to go from $148.50 to $170.10 was the highest Part B premium increase from one year to another that we have probably seen in over 30 years. It caught a lot of people by surprise. It certainly upset a lot of people, understandably, because it was also being told that people on Medicare that also are drawn off Social Security could expect a pretty sizable Social Security bump as well. Well, that increased Part B premium kind of dug into that a little bit. But we have some good news about that, which I will get to, I promise. Now, if you're not familiar with what I referenced earlier is IRMA. IRMA stands for what's known as income-related monthly adjustment. All that IRMA means in terms of what I would describe it as is when you make too much money, they punish you for it. When your income is too high, they punish you for it. Now, they base it off of what your income was 2 years prior. So in 2022, they're looking at 2020. And next year in 2023, they're looking a year backwards. They're looking at last year, 2021, and so on and so forth. And it updates automatically on its own, okay? But for your Medicare Part B premiums, that $170.10 I mentioned, sometimes that can be more if your income's high enough. And they have different charts of where this is going to go. So they have between this income and this income and this income, your Part B premium increases to this. And if it's higher than that, then it goes up even more. They also tack in a little bit of extra on any form of Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage you might acquire, whether it be through a Medicare Advantage plan or whether it be on its own with a standalone prescription drug plan. They add a little bit of extra on, and you pay it like you would a premium. But to me, I just look at it like you're being penalized for making too much money. Backwards in my mind, and I think it's ridiculous and outrageous, but it's what the government does. They don't care what I think. I'm just a guy. But this is what they do. So I'm going to start off with the first news, and that is that I'll read the notice that came from CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The standard monthly premium for the Medicare Part B enrollees in 2023 will be $164.90 a month. This is a decrease of $5.20 from the previous $170.10 a month in 2022. So they're lowering the premium. Hallelujah. They came to their senses at least a little bit. They realized that what happened from last year to this year, in 2021 to 2022, was asinine, it was wrong, and it was hard on a lot of people on Medicare. A lot of people on Medicare live paycheck to paycheck, live Social Security check to Social Security check. So I'm really pleased to see this news. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B, now this doesn't apply if you have a Medicare Advantage plan. Remember, a Medicare Advantage plan kind of administers Medicare benefits for Medicare, so you don't even have to be responsible for any Medicare co-insurances or deductibles. But if you have a Medicare supplement, like a Medicare Plan G, it pays everything except for the Medicare Part B deductible, whatever that is. So this does impact you if you have either original Medicare or you have a Medicare supplement of sorts. It wouldn't impact you if you have like a Plan F or something like that, because the Plan F covers that. But they're lowering that as well. That Medicare Part B deductible was $233 in 2022. And that has gone down to $226 in 2023, a $7 decrease. So let's go. Let's go. I'm happy to see these changes. The 2022 premium included a contingency margin to cover projected Part B spending for a new drug. So that was kind of their reasoning for increasing it like they did. Okay. And there's a couple of other things that I really want to touch on, and that would be the Medicare Part B income-related adjustments. So I'll read this. Since 2007, a Medicare Part B A beneficiary's Part B monthly premium is based on his or her income. Punishment. Sorry, that's not part of the script. It's more just me going off script and telling you what I think, my opinion, okay? These income-related monthly adjustments amounts affect roughly 7% of people with Medicare Part B. The 2023 Part B premiums for high-income beneficiaries with full Medicare Part B coverage are shown as follows. This is what we're looking at. We talked about the regular Medicare Part B premium, and to pay the regular Medicare Part B premium, if you're an individual who file your taxes individually, like you're not married, you're not filing your taxes with a spouse jointly or anything like that, you have to be under $97,000 a year to have the $164.90 a month baseline, bottom line, Medicare Part B premium. If you're married and you file your taxes jointly, you have to be under $194,000 a year. If you're over those parameters, so if you're married, it's between $194,000 and $246,000. And if you're single, it's between $97,000 and $123,000. Your premium goes up by $65.90 per month, up to $233.80 a month. If you're between $246,000 and $306,000 if you're married, or if you're between $123,000 and $153,000 if you're not married, you're looking at $329.70 a month for your Part B premium, which would result in $164.80 a month additional on top of your Medicare Part B premium. So total, like I mentioned, of $329.70 a month. And there's more of these, right? You can Google these and find the full chart if you're interested. I won't bore you and go through all of them necessarily. Okay. Now, one thing that is interesting to kind of look at also is they get you on Medicare Part B for IRMA, or income-related monthly adjustment. They also get you for Medicare Part B. D as in dog. Now, one thing I wanted to mention also is the Medicare Part A premium. So the Medicare Part A premiums, I'll just kind of read this to you. Enrollees age 65 or older who have fewer than 40 quarters of coverage and certain persons with disabilities pay a monthly premium in order to voluntarily enroll into Medicare Part A. Individuals who had at least 30 quarters of coverage who were married to someone with at least 30 quarters of coverage may buy into Part A at a reduced monthly premium rate, which in 2023 will be $278, which is a $4 increase from 2022. If someone doesn't even have that, it's $506 for Medicare Part A in 2023, which is a $7 increase from 2022. So I think that was important, and I find that to be relatively important to understand. Now, the IRMA, let's go back to the IRMA, the income-related monthly adjustments for Medicare Part D as in dog. If you are over $97,000 as an individual or $194,000 as a married couple, you're looking at an extra $12.20 a month on top of your Medicare Part D plan. That includes if you have a $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan that has your drug coverage included, or if you have a Medicare supplement but you have a separate Part D prescription drug plan. Either or, if you're getting Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage in any form or fashion, that is included onto your monthly premium. If you're between $123,000 and $153,000 as an individual, not married, or between $246,000 and $306,000 as a married couple, it goes to $31.50 a month, and so on and so forth. Like I mentioned, you can find those charts if you are so inclined. Okay. So what does this mean to me as a licensed broker, licensed in over 45 states to do business and work with people on their Medicare health plan, working with a myriad of different insurance companies? I'm now actually required by law to tell you before I talk about any plan benefits that I don't carry every single plan available. I may not carry every single plan available in your market, for a complete list of plans, call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's a new disclaimer that Medicare, starting October 1st, is requiring all brokers to tell people before they talk about individual plan benefits for Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D prescription drug plans. I will preface my comments by also saying that I carry a majority of them. I carry all of the credible ones, and I carry all the ones that I'm able to. So I have a litany of the most credible options in terms of what you might want. And in some markets, we do carry every plan for Medicare Advantage anyway. So there's that. But as a licensed insurance broker, nearly a decade in this industry, working with people on their Medicare health plan. I've never seen them lower the Medicare Part B premium. I've never seen them lower the Medicare Part B deductible. What does it mean? It means they know that they royally screwed up last year. I sat at this microphone on this platform a year ago, and I just raved and ranted about how this was such a disservice to our seniors, to the people on Medicare, to you that are watching this, that are listening to this, to you that paid in for your entire working life. You're entitled to your Medicare benefits. And I thought it was absolutely horrible that we saw it go up to what it did. So I think it's justice. Is it going down as low as maybe you might like to see? No, but going down is better than going up. Even if it's going down a dollar, it's better than it rising. And this is what I would encourage you to be thoughtful of and to keep in mind. Now, what are we seeing in terms of actual plans in 2023? I have to be very careful about mentioning specific to benefits and too much benefits. But what I am seeing in a vacuum, and as I'm seeing a lot of increased Medicare Advantage plan benefits in many, many markets, I'm seeing more Medicare Advantage plans being made available in many, many markets. I'm seeing Medicare Part D prescription drug plans become less and less viable. We're starting to see less of them be available. We're starting to see the premiums on them go up. And that's where I think the government is starting to edge out Medicare supplements. They're making the prescription drug coverage not as viable. Now, not everywhere. Some areas, there's still some really strong and viable Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, but we're seeing a lot more Medicare Advantage plan benefits. When I got into this a year ago, in a lot of markets, you were lucky if your Medicare Advantage plan did preventative dental. Now, in many, many places, you have a lot of plans that have, I mean, if a plan doesn't have full comprehensive, it's almost like, wow, why not? if you don't have some plans in your market that have Medicare Part B reductions of some kind, which means they pay down your Medicare Part B premium a little bit just by being enrolled in the plan, you're like, wow, that's strange that you don't have anything like that. Most markets seem to have a few. You're seeing a lot of over-the-counter item benefits. You're seeing a lot of flex card benefits, which flex card is like a monthly allowance that they use for over-the-counter item benefits or other types of benefits. It's like a preloaded card that you can use at the store or anything like that. Some people run their dental claims through it. Some plans do. So the Medicare Advantage benefits could never be stronger in many, many areas. There's more plans available than ever, which breeds competition. We're going the way of managed care. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I said it actually most recently. The last time I talked about this was on September 12th on episode 271 of the Everything Medicare podcast, where I said that in the next 5 to 10 years, Medicare Advantage plans will become almost like a no-brainer to have. I think Medicare supplements have their place. I really love Medicare supplements, and I value what they are. But I feel like Medicare supplements are slowly but surely the value proposition will shrink with them, and the value proposition will grow with Medicare Advantage. And I see the writing on the wall. Do I like it? Not necessarily, but what can I do about it? Absolutely nothing. What I can do about it is bring you the proper information that you need to know to educate yourself on it to make credible and qualified decisions. So the question that everybody's going to ask me is, should I change my plan this season? The answer to that is, maybe, but maybe not. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and the plan, you've liked it, let's say you've been on it a while and you've really enjoyed it, and they just continuously increase your benefits, which you're seeing them with a lot of plans because there's been a lot of increased funding into Medicare Advantage. So they have more money to play with, which means more coverage for you. There might not be necessarily such a big need to change it, but you could always check it. Like I said, we're licensed in over 45 states. Call our office if you'd like to have your plan reviewed. We can tell you if there is a plan that can be better for you this open enrollment period. No cost, no obligation, but we would love to help. If you don't have someone representing you, somebody that's an advocate for you, somebody that's watching out for you, how nice would it be to have that? Our office number is 801-255-5340, 801-255-5340. We are one of the most influential, certainly, Medicare agencies in the country. Christian Brindle Insurance Services, check us out online. We'd love to take care of you and work with you on your plan. But I'm excited about what I'm seeing next year. Plan benefits look strong and in abundance. Part B premiums going down. Part B deductible going down. I'm excited about what I'm seeing. Now, the other thing you got to keep in mind, you're during this open enrollment period, Open enrollment actually starts, the official dates are October 15th through December 7th. And if you are on Medicare or even close to getting onto Medicare, you're going to see on a litany of advertisements. I'm talking commercials. You're going to get phone calls, mailers. It's going to be like a circus, and you're going to get in all different directions. Expect it. If you're happy with your plan, if you trust your agent, just block it out. It might seem like you're missing out on something, but you might not be. You may be, though. Make sure you have an agent that you trust. Make sure you have a broker that you trust. If you don't, call us. We're happy to do it. But don't let yourself get overwhelmed and confused by the Medicare annual election period, because it is a circus. Insurance companies, call centers, brokerages, all of the above advertise and make themselves available to you in abundance, and you're going to get it in all different directions. Now, there shouldn't be as many Medicare scams going on, I would hope, because the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services finally came through and cracked down quite a bit on rules and regulations. So there's a lot of new rules and regulations for anybody, including myself, that offers Medicare plans. We've always followed the rules and done things compliantly and made sure that we were always acting in the best interest of our clients and customers. And so these new rules did not come as scary to us or anything like that. I just feel like anything we can do to protect our clients, we want to do. There's a lot of scams going on. There were people calling people from other countries for years and, you know, pretending to be Medicare. It's just, it was almost no enforcement of regulation. So I think that this can be helpful. But just understand, it's the season. It's almost like Christmas time. Around Christmas time, you see movies all everywhere. You see Santa Claus everywhere. You see candy canes. You see nativity scenes. You see everything that goes with the holiday season everywhere. In the malls, in the stores, on television, neighbors' houses, everywhere. You're going to see similar everything that is Medicare. You're going to see agents in booths and stores. You're going to see all different kinds of things going on. Just understand it for what it is. Everybody's trying to get as much of your business as they possibly can. They're all scraping for that, including us. But we're doing it in a way that we're educating you. We're bringing you information with no cost, no obligation, and we're bringing it to you in a way that I find is very tasteful. And we want to invite people to work with us that we have helped, but we'll help you with no cost, no obligation, and that's why we put out these podcasts, and that's why we put out these episodes. Anyway, folks, lot to digest. I appreciate you making it all the way to the end. I was excited to make this episode here for you today. We'll be coming out with more as the season goes on and as we get more updates and kind of new information that I want to share with you. And we appreciate you listening. And if you enjoy the show, give us a 5-star review, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not already. And we'll see you next time, folks. Give us a call, like I said, if you need help with your Medicare health plan. This is the season for us to help you, and we'd love to be able to be your advocate and help you this season. Talk to you soon. Adios, vamanos, and happy fall. Bye, everybody.